Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind.
As you probably know, I have type 2 diabetes, or at least I've talked about it in the past, probably on previous podcasts or other blog posts or whatever. But and I recently visited my doctor because needed to go in for an annual physical anyway and talk to him about my meds and stuff. And unfortunately, things have relapsed a little bit compared to where they were. And I also had found my glucometer, which is what I use to check my blood sugar. The one I had purchased a couple of years ago, it was from iHealth Labs, and I got it because it could because the strips were cheaper at the time, and I could integrate with my smartphone. I thought that was a good idea. Well, unfortunately, the iHealth implementation of it kind of sucked because, every time you needed new strips, you had to resync it with the phone, because that was how you use the smartphone to essentially code the meter with the strips, which just is a pain in the butt. So. And also the meter would occasionally forget what phone it was synced to. It was basically not an independent device. And so it had lots of issues that way. And so I kind of, when I also realized that I thought, my blood sugar was doing better than it was. And then when I get the blood test back from the doctor, I'm clearly not doing better. so that's, it was good time to get a new meter. So I went and got fortunately they're ridiculously cheap. It's almost like the razor and blades model with these guys. I found a meter that actually had even cheaper strips. And now I checked with my mail order pharmacy that I get through my insurance, and I can even get them through them even cheaper. So for like a year supply or something. So maybe I'll do that next time. But anyway, I just got a nice simple meter from now Essentia. It used to be Bayer Healthcare or whatever. But and I can pull the data off with a USB key. But what I'm actually doing right also is I'm entering the data manually into an app called SugarSense that just kind of gives me the red, green, am I doing well or not kind of thing. Or at least it gives me some average or stuff. And it syncs it with HealthKit on the iPhone or whatever. So it would be nice if I could just take a picture of my blood glucose meter, and it would just, would do the OCR or whatever and say, here's what it is. And there is an app that does that, but I don't like the other elements of the app. So I'm just going to go with something simple, but, hopefully I can get, I can get things under control. At least the meter should be a bit more accurate. Or at least it seems like it was based on the tests I did around my blood test that I'd done. I got to go back in a few months and get blood test done and hopefully I'll check the accuracy of the meter, I guess, with that and see where it's at. But anyway, this is just the fun with diabetes, I guess, and trying to manage it. And, with all the travel and everything, of course, it's hard sometimes to actually, be healthy. Eat healthy. So that's been, I need to, that was one thing my doctor says, your weight went back up. You need to get drop some weight. And like, yeah, I know it's hard. So, need to get motivated. That's a whole nother issue. And it's just, fun with health. It's kind of funny as high tech as I am with some things, that there's some things I'm decidedly low tech, and I'm thinking, at least right now, having my glucometer not tied to my phone so hard is a better thing. And, maybe there are better meters that do it, but I'm also looking at, trying to manage it. I also don't want to break the bank either. Cause, as I say, the strips are often they're the most expensive part. The meters they almost give the meters away, actually. The good news is that even if you think you might have an issue, you don't need a prescription to get them. They're easy to get. Insurance might cover them, but honestly, it's not for me. It's not that expensive, and it's easier just to go buy them when I need to versus, have a prescription for them necessarily. But anyway, it's fun with diabetes. It's been, you know, something, you know, continuing to manage it. And hopefully I will be getting my blood sugar or keeping it in the 70 to 130 range, which is what they say is the healthy, safe range. Sadly, I'm in the high end of that range. I'd like to get a little bit lower, but, that's tough and challenging. I need to do a few more things to make that happen more often.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.